like social media. John, you're good at social media.
I try. I don't know if I'm very good. I know there are others that are better.
I say you're good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're good at Twitter. You're good at Facebook. You know who else is good at all that stuff? Maybe even better than you and me is Deepi Sidhu. And she has likes and stuff.
That time again, your favorite time of the week, likes and stuff. I know you cannot keep up with social media 24/7, so we do it for you. Well, on Saturday, J.J. Watt was a little bit bored, and he wanted to find a game of pickup basketball. So what does he do? He goes to Twitter to enlist some help. And he got a few responses, and he actually took them up on their offers. Here he is playing a pickup game just outside a Toyota Center with some of his new friends. And then he also headed over to a fire station nearby and picked up a game with some firefighters. Hey, every team needs a big man in the middle, so props to you guys for getting JJ to come out to your game. All right, next, the wide receivers were back out at camp this week. Veteran mini camp underway. Here's a nice shot of the wide receiver core. That photo was one of our most retweeted photos this year. Looks like fans are really excited about this year's wide receiver group. All right, speaking of wide receivers, Will Fuller had this highlight tweeted out by his former teammate, former quarterback at Notre Dame. Little handshake action before the play. And then look what happens right afterwards. I wonder what he was thinking on that play. All right, well, also happening this week at NRG Stadium, and for the whole month of June, really, is Copa America. And the players are really getting into it. They're attending games. They're tweeting about it. Brock Osweiler, new to Houston, has checked out some of the action. He tweeted out this picture from the stadium. Derek Newton as well. Kevin Johnson had never been to a soccer game before, so he was very excited to attend his first match. Copa got in on the action as well on Twitter, and they welcomed Kevin Johnson to the game. Always like to see that interaction between sports and players across platforms. Well, you know what? A lot of Copa action, but our favorite tweet makes this week's Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
DeAndre Hopkins is a big fan of soccer, as we all know, and he was at Monday's game, Mexico against Venezuela. He had a chance to meet up with some fans. He did a lot of autograph signing during the game. And that's going to do it for us for this week. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it here next week.
All right, Copa didn't go the way that the United States would have liked. But really, they ran into a buzzsaw of a team in Argentina. Still, an awesome experience right here at NRG Stadium, John.
Unbelievable environment. Argentina in the building. Leo Messi. Look, Drew, I don't know a whole lot about soccer. I will admit that freely. I don't know a whole lot about that sport at all. But when you watch Messi and you watch the game the other night, you realize there was one player far above and beyond everybody else.
Magician.
The assist that he had, the little chip shot for the first goal, and then the free kick for the second goal, that was it.
Yeah.
That's all you need to see to know, okay, that guy's the best in the world, and you just saw why. He is magic in motion. It's amazing to watch that guy play soccer and do what he does out on the field. He's in complete and total control. If I were to compare it to basketball, he's sort of like the point guard with the ball on the string. It's almost as if you'd be reaching for it, trying to knock it away from him. You couldn't do it. He's that good. Those first two goals were unbelievable.
Sure was. You know, J.J. Watt, he's pretty unbelievable as well. Sure. He got together with Team USA before all of this. Very cool experience, very cool exchange. He got a jersey, gave some jerseys. And then before all that, Mexico played here about a week or so ago. Chicharito, he's an amazing star, one of the best in Mexico's history. He and Watt, they got together. They exchanged jerseys. That was a big experience for number 99.
I saw something I've never seen before in my life. When the Mexico team scored a goal, people just showered the field with beer, popcorn. I've never seen that in my life. And the security just, I was standing in the tunnel watching the game. The security just came and stood right next to me. Like, nobody was doing anything about it. I've never seen anything in my life. I don't encourage our fans to do that, but it was wild. I mean, whoever was there, if any of you saw it, people were throwing it from the top deck, and you know that's not hitting the field. So that's definitely hitting somebody. But the atmosphere was electric.
And earlier this week, John, someone who has a profound amount of confidence, it was announced that this guy was going to be naked.
Really?
Vince Wilfork.
Oh, yes.
He's going to be on the ESPN The Body Issue. I'm not surprised by this. It's like I said, the guy's confident in himself, so he doesn't mind, bare and all.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what kind of grief he will take in the defensive lineman room.
Who's going to give that guy grief?
Well, J.J. Watt will, because they all give J.J. Watt grief, so I would imagine they're all going to flip the titles on Vince Wilfork. But, man, good for him.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love that. When I heard that news, I thought it was the best news of the day. I think it's great for Vince. I just hope at some point the overalls make it into the shot. I just hope. I hope they make it into the shot in some way, shape, or form. But good for Vince.
Yes, the overalls, one of the greatest clothing apparatuses in Texans history. Hey, this was fun. I had a lot of fun with you today. Thanks a lot for coming on. Can't wait to see you again very soon. We can't wait for you next week on Texans Huddle.